another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.
Ooh, that's quite a way to start a podcast. You're very lucky that you didn't actually hear what was going on just before I say hello and welcome to SAPeople.com. I'm Melanie Walker, and sitting and sweltering on the other side of the world in the heat wave, we have Jenny Baxter of SAPeople.com. Good morning, Jen. We're going to keep what we were talking about just between the two of us, okay?
How's it, Mel? How are you?
Yeah, no, absolutely fine. I mean, it was a beautiful day here in Johannesburg with fish scales on the sky. And it was a really, remember last week we were chatting about the good old days. And we were talking about all the people who we would love to chat to again. Well, this weekend I got to talk to quite a few of them because the old Radio 55 FM group in Johannesburg got together. Obviously, a few of them were down in the Cape attending Kevin Savage's wake. But we managed to get Alex J and Barney Simon to come in, and with the actual team of people who used to run 5FM or Radio 5 as it was in the day. And Tony Blewett couldn't make it because it was his son's 21st. And who else didn't make it because they were away? Oh, Brian Oxley, because he was in Cape Town. Jason sent a message. We were video chatting with everybody. We got hold of Brian Oxley, and we got hold of, we sent a message to Martin Bailey and to Rafe Levine and to Jason. So they were all there. Oh, and Neil Johnson was with us as well. And of course, many of you might have remembered him from, well, the person who you're going to see right now, who I haven't mentioned yet, was the person who actually made the whole of 5FM work in the good old days. And somebody that you and I know quite well from our days at 5FM. The one and only station manager from the days, it's Lance Rothschild, who's joining us in the studio today.
That makes me want to cry.
Kisses to you, Jane. How are you?
Hello, Lance. Oh, I miss you, man. How are you?
Jeez, it's been absolute bloody years.
It has. And you're living the most beautiful life in Plettenberg Bay now.
Well, I've been there for nearly 10 years. I've been spending a lot of time in Joburg over the last few years, been involved in some radio projects up here. But yeah.
Oh, that's so good.
Plett is just insanely gorgeous.
So he's been having a good time, and he's been up here as well. So he hasn't actually pulled out of the whole radio world. Okay, he's the person who was behind.
Thank goodness, because he is so talented. Oh. He really.
Oh, well, Jen, I'll send me the details. I'll send the EFT. Eh? So kind of you.
So for those of you who don't know, Lance went from 5FM to, where was your next one? To
Mnet.
Mnet, and then to?
And then been all over. Yeah, I'm a bit of a media slut, I suppose you could call me. But yeah, then I mean, from a radio perspective, then from 2008 when we started working on it, and 2009 when we implemented the Radio Awards, I ran the Radio Awards for 10 years up until 2019, so through the MTN sponsorship and the Liberty sponsorship. And then, been doing various other projects. I spent a year running programming at Power FM. In the last 2.5 years, I spent running Classic when we took it out of Business Rescue and prepared it for the format change to Hot. And yeah, now I'm busy with a couple of other projects, one of which includes the SA Podcast Awards and a couple of other projects here in radio and audio.
So,
hey, you got to put SA people down for.
No, you've got to enter.
Oh,
we
no.
will enter. We're going to enter
never
everything.
Never enter competitions. Yeah,
you have to. I can't put you down unless there's an accusation of bias.
Okay. Don't record this bit that we just said. Okay, pretend we don't know Lance.
Too late.
Yeah, we've never seen this person before in our lives. No, absolutely not.
So what's he doing?
I just thought we'd bring him in so he could come and say hi to you. Okay.
And Jen, you look wonderful.
Doesn't
look so good.
Just for those of you who are watching the live video stream on YouTube, of course, you can see that. Yeah, no, this is the lovely thing. As we get older, our eyes become a little bit blurry. So everybody looks fantastic. I love the idea of that.
No. I had my eyes fixed last year. I have 20/20 vision, and Jen, you look fantastic.
And Lance, how was it seeing everybody this weekend? Do you often see Alex and Barney and all of them, or was this like the first time in a few years?
No, so we've had quite a few get-togethers over the time. Yeah,
at the Radio Awards.
Yeah, through the Radio Awards, but also we've had one or two get-togethers where it's either been a small crowd or whatever. I keep in touch. I've always been the connector, I suppose, in a whole lot of ways. So I always message people for their birthdays and phone and whatever. So, you know, I've kept in touch with the crew and stay very much in touch with most of the people. And so, but it was nice to be physically together. You know, we, you know, just this, the amazing thing about that particular era of Five is that we were united by our surname. We were all of Radio 5, of 5 FM. And so even if we had squabbles, we were still, there was a lot of love. And I think Mel will attest to the fact that there was just so much love in the room on Saturday. It was just, yeah.
No, totally. But Lance, do you remember it was you, me and Jason going to Kailami one day and you said, I'm going to bring Melanie along. And I said, oh, I've heard so many things about Melanie. And you were like, no, 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 you're going to love her. You're going to love her. And you were right. I never stopped loving her.
That was for the when we were doing that racing thing.
We did that World Vision 40-hour or 40-lap challenge or whatever.
Yes. And we each still did got 10 the pictures laps. Of Jason and Lance and myself and Squirrel Rowe.
Hugh Rowe and Dave O'Connor.
Dave O'Connor. Yep. That was it. It was a picture of us also with me in the middle sitting on the car in my race suit. It was fantastic. Those days were absolutely brilliant, I must say. I really, really miss it. It was fabulous. And so I just thought, you know, there we go, Jen. You can have a quick chat with Lance because he was like, well, I've got to come and say hello. Because, of course, in those days when I was over in France with Jenny and Jason Roberts was doing the Saturday afternoon show on Five, we used to call from a call box to do a thing called Segway Shifts, which we were giving all of the updates on all the shows and the music happenings that were happening in Europe at the time. Do you remember that, Lance?
I do. But, Jane, I want to remind you, 1991, around the time of the Gulf War, the first Gulf War, and I came and stayed with you guys in London. Yeah.
When you came over.
We had such a blast. Oh, we had such a joy. We saw so many shows. And concerts and played in the snow and
snow?
Took me to a whole lot of markets. We had such an absolutely awesome time.
And I was like really stressing myself out because I've just started working, presenting for Good Morning South Africa every second day.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, here's the funny thing. On the 1st of October, which is just around the corner, it'll be exactly 30 years since we changed the radio station's identity from Radio 5 to 5 FM.
Wow.
Wow.
30 years.
That's quite a thing.
That's crazy.
Anyhow, all right, we're going to get on with the
show. I'm going to get out of here.
You're going to get out of here. We're going to see him just now.
Jen, big love for you. So nice to see you. I'll give Mel lots of love afterwards as well. But
thank you.
You take care. Big kisses.
It'll be your pleasure. Thanks, Lance. Bye. Bye. So divine to see you.
All right, and there we have it. We're going to carry on with all of the news right now. Right, Jen, so I hope that was a nice blast from the past for you. And, of course, it's lovely. I mean, for me as well, like catching up with the people from the past is always such a great idea. And we need to have that connectivity. We need to carry on being connected with people, not just here in South Africa, which, I mean, we never see each other anyway. We live in the same country and hardly ever see each other. But so it's even more relevant to people who are living all over the world, which is what we're about, is pulling people back together again. So what is your main story? Well, I can only imagine that I've been like having a go at some people about the whole Banyana win. And the one guy's turning around and saying, so are you saying that if there's a band that's playing, that the support act should get paid the same amount as the band? I can't remember the name of the guy who put this up. I think it was on Peter and Doro. Peter and Doro put up about Banyana and about how much they were getting paid. And this dude went and put, oh, so the support act must get paid the same amount as the main gig. I'm like, excuse me, do not refer to women as a support act. Okay. Oh, well, you're reading that wrong. I'm like, no, I did not read that wrong. Okay. Okay. So I said, actually, what they should be doing is bringing down the pay of the people who are actually just running around a field, kicking around a piece of leather and not actually doing anything much with it, which is what the men's team are doing, when the girls' team, of course, went and did fantastically much better. So I was like,
made history, won the Africa Cup of Nations. Yep. So did you see that the arts and sports minister said that that is what they are now focusing on getting equal pay. And they said because it's a social injustice. So it's not to do with sports, it's to do with the government. And they're going to get the government involved in insisting that the men and women get paid the same, which is fantastic.
I think performance bonuses are the way to go. If you do well, then you get paid better. I mean, these guys that are getting paid an absolute fortune and not winning anything.
Should also be the same.
Yeah, but I mean, look, at least I suppose it's a better idea than like putting money into a 20 million rand flag and creating another philharmonic orchestra when we have one already. And I'm like, okay, guys, seriously, stop messing around. Okay, put the money where it should be. That's enough now. And then I see that you've got this whole thing about the family meeting, which apparently happened on Sunday.
Did you not watch it?
No, I'm bored with family meetings now, quite frankly, you know. Yeah. Either get it together or you should have gotten this together years ago, guys. We're talking about these years.
It's a little late, but at least it's now and not in another 2 years' time. So, you know,
yeah, but I keep thinking, horse stable, bolted.
So there were a lot of exciting announcements, and I don't think we should even discuss them because until they start getting implemented. But yeah, there could be a lot of bright things in the future with Eskom and cross fingers holding
guns. Okay, hope is not a strategy. All right.
No, but hope is beautiful.
It is beautiful, but it's not a strategy. They need to actually do something. That's all I'm saying. Okay, so what news have you got for expats? Oh, I see our favorites on a little bit of a mission.
Yes, your Kiffness.
The Kiffness. Woohoo.
Come over to Germany, Mel. He's going to be performing. I just thought all the expats in Germany may want to know. He's going to be in Germany, like Munich, Berlin, and a few other places between the 19th and the 24th of October. So get along there. And then just a sweet little story. There's a guy from Joburg Libraries who is single-handedly changing things for so many people. We've spoken about him before, Jeff Nyoko. And he just got invited over to Ireland to go to the Wikipedia conference. And his photos are just divine. Like, for instance, he just can't believe how beautiful and clean the tar roads were, and the beautiful architecture. So lots of lovely photos.
Yeah. We're about to see in Dublin.
The food. I can't remember. He was outside a Monmouth. But he just couldn't wait to get back to
eating
the
proper
good
food.
South African food. eating proper food. Yeah,
I was talking about the Kiffness being in Germany. When I lived in Ireland, okay, we had this amazing German delicatessen around the corner, which is pretty much what I lived on while I was there, which would explain why I came back eating potatoes and bratwurst and weighing probably about 15 kgs heavier than I should. But anyway, I walked it off again. Okay, and then what is this about the Johannesburg professor, the vice chancellor?
So the Vice Chancellor of the University of Johannesburg has just been selected and is off to Tokyo, Japan, where he is going to be the first African rector of the United Nations University ever.
Okay.
So well done to him. He's studied and worked around the world. He's been at Joburg Universities for the last 7-9 years or so. But, you know, Durko Minister, everybody has just been saying they couldn't think of a better person for this position because the United Nations University is kind of like a global think tank and their mission is to solve global problems for survival, for, you know, human development. And so he'll be at the head of that.
Oh, brilliant. Okay.
It's a huge thing and really proud of him.
And what else have you got in the way for the expats?
Well, just for anybody like you who actually missed the brilliant Johnny Clegg official tribute concert last weekend, which was, you know, since that huge concert back in the 80s and 90s.
Oh, Concert in the Park, When was that, 1989?
Yes.
Or 91.
I don't know, but this was apparently the biggest gathering of like SA rock legends since then. Yeah. And we have this wonderful anthropologist.
Yeah, one of those people, yeah. Cool.
Okay. Clever person, clearly cleverer than me. And she's a photographer as well, Marguerite Coutier. Yeah. And she actually actually used to have a different surname, but she met her husband, Mr. Kutsia, through SA People.
Oh, okay.
Because she had taken some photos and he responded and, yeah, happily married now. Anyway, she was at the concert and she's taken some fantastic photos, which we have on the website for you and everybody else who missed it. You can really see, you know, there's Elemental, Evoid, everyone. Mm. She's labeled the photos.
Brilliant. Okay, I'll definitely go and have a look.
Yeah.
And maybe I should get Penny Barnes, who is a bass player, who did some wonderful videos. I'll ask her if she can send them through to you as well, just mainly about Elemental.
Oh,
because,
amazing.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, for me, it was all about Elemental, having spent so much time with them. Yeah. Anyhow.
If she can send us the videos on Facebook, then we can share there.
I'll tell her. I will send her a message immediately. All right. I'll even tell
her
now. Penny Barnes, send some pictures. Send some videos. All right. So what news do you have from expats?
Well, for the people up in Norway, the South African-based Kingsley Holgate Expedition team, who've done lots of amazing things before, made it yesterday up to what is officially the top of the world. So it's in the Arctic Circle. The place is Nordkap, and there's like this huge globe up there that marks the top of the world.
And I thought the top of the world was at the top of Everest. Come on.
No, oh, okay. This is the top of the globe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you've got to be so fussy. So yeah, you're right. You're right. And so they proudly flew the South African flag there. We have fabulous photos. They traveled all the way from Cape Agulhas up there. So from the hot Cape to the cold Cape, it was over 35,000 kilometers. Took them 9 months, like giving birth. And one of them actually cycled, which is amazing. And it's a really interesting story because they had to, you know, go through Africa and like there was a war in Ethiopia. So then they had to change their plans.
Yeah.
Going through Europe, they couldn't go through Ukraine. And they were also the first and biggest carbon-friendly expedition. So they planted thousands of indigenous trees in the Eastern Cape before they set off on the expedition.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, lovely.
So lots of lovely stuff there. And they helped, I think, 300,000 people along the way with anti-malaria, with eye tests, with all kinds of good stuff.
Fantastic. Well, I like people like that. They can come and have a cup of tea with me anytime. Okay.
Yeah,
so,
well, I read it and I thought you should join them.
I would love to.
Yeah, they do stuff that you would love. Talking cup of tea, in that photo of you with Alex J and Barney Simon.
No, he was drinking a cappuccino.
Okay, does that make it cooler than a cup of tea?
Yes, I know that a lot of people say, oh, he's got a cup of tea. I'm like, no, actually, it's a cappuccino, okay? The rest of us were drinking gin and tonic.
Yeah, I think it looked like coffee.
Yeah, no, he's drinking a lot of coffee. But it was so fantastic to see all the guys again. So also, I saw that the Commonwealth Games are on the go. And one of the things that came up.
Yes, starts on Friday.
Yeah, well, on the go, yeah. So, you know, ex-judo and all of that stuff. So I see that there's a pair of twins, Donne and Thomas Breitenbach. So it's a pigeon pair who are actually there for the Commonwealth Games. They're both fighting. The first twins to represent South Africa at the upcoming Commonwealth Games. Isn't that lovely?
No way.
Yeah.
First twins ever.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So it's been like
brilliant.
It's been an 8-year hiatus since judo was actually at the Commonwealth Games. But now they're going to be there this year. And of course, I mean, we have such an amazing, people don't even think about it. The amount of people that we have who are like really world champions in judo and judo referees that actually go to the Olympics and referee at the Olympics from South Africa. I mean, we have a very, very strong judo community here. So, you know, keep an eye out for them and see when they're playing.
Yeah,
because, I mean, and they're lovely. I mean, it's lovely to see a pair of twins actually doing. They have, well, it wasn't the first time, probably first time going to like a big competition because, of course, it was very confusing for everybody when my girls were fighting each other in judo. Because nobody knew which, and I'd be standing on the side, go Shannon, hold her down, Sky, get up, Shannon. Yeah, those kind of things, which was always fun.
It'd be quite fun for them because they're so identical. They could, one of them could do half the competition and the other one the other half.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so there's going to be, what, how many? 5,000 athletes from 72 countries at the Commonwealth Games, which is great.
Yeah, and South Africa will be trying to beat their, I think they got 37 medals. on the Gold Coast in 2018, yeah. the last Commonwealth. So they're going to be trying to beat that. There are a lot of amazing South Africans that are going to be there. But one of the big ones that everybody will be watching is obviously Tatiana Schoenmaker. Remember how proud she made South Africa at the Olympics last year. So I think she starts her first final, 50-meter breaststroke final, is on Friday.
Okay. We'll keep an eye out for her.
So,
brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay. So then, well, local good news. What local good news have you got?
So much. Beautiful
Love
story.
It. We've got so much good news here in South Africa.
There's only good news, Mel. There are these school students. So there was this coach, Jono Kruger, who is at Selborne College. And about 5 years ago, he thought, these students are so amazing. What can we do to help them bring about social change in South Africa? Because this is the age it should start at, when people are at school, change habits, thoughts, everything at that age. And so there are students now, it's spreading over South Africa, and hopefully it's going to spread around the world. And it's about people recognizing, instead of being ashamed of being privileged, recognizing, yes, we are, let's use that. To help other
others.
People and
yeah.
bring other people up to us, you know? Mm. And so these students are doing amazing things for, it's basically athletes who, instead of all the glory being for themselves, they are helping other people and turning from athletes to activists. And if you missed it and you live abroad, except for America, North America, Carte Blanche actually featured them on Sunday. And, you know, everybody was just saying tears, so heartwarming. This is a true South African story, something that, you know, such goodness coming out of the youth in SA.
I'm glad.
So watch that.
Yeah, we need to get everybody together.
Stream it on Showmax International.
Excellent. So you can watch it wherever you are in the world. Tell your friends. Feel good. It's all about feeling good, isn't it? I like that. Okay, and then you've got something about a Joburg waiter viral video. What is that? What is that about? What have I missed?
Oh, did you miss that? Okay, so there was some people went for dinner last Wednesday evening at a Spanish restaurant in Four Ways, El Casa. Well, obviously, it would have the word casa in it.
Mi casa, su casa.
Sí. So they went for dinner there, and there was this waiter who'd actually spent 5 years over in Spain, and he was telling them his story and how he'd been singing in Spain, and then his mother got very ill and actually passed away. But before she passed away, he moved back to South Africa to be with her, and he then played them, and they videoed his mother's favorite song, which was You Lift Me Up.
Aww.
And it's on the site. It is beautiful. And everybody was saying his rendition is the best ever. And he's actually going to be playing at the restaurant officially on Friday evening.
Oh,
so
fantastic.
If you want to see him in real life.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So Johannesburg restaurant. It's on our site.
I'm sure it's on the site. You can find out where the restaurant is. You can go onto the site and have a look, and you can go and support him as well.
At a shopping center in Fourways.
Okay, so now that he's going to be entertaining people on Friday night, and Jenny's just entertaining me flat out right now, what's going to be entertaining people on the small screen around the world and in South Africa?
Well, on the big screen coming soon, well, in November, is going to be Black Panther Wakanda Forever.
Wakanda.
And we've got, yes, we've got the very first trailer on the site right now.
Okay.
Very powerful, very, very powerful. A lot of women power, a lot of homage paid to Chadwick Boseman, who passed away sadly, and just looks like another amazing movie. And of course, you know, they speak Xhosa, the made up language.
Yes, the made up language
the
of Xhosa. Yeah.
Not the made up, so that's on. And then I've been a little bit addicted to The Fall on Netflix.
Yeah, you mentioned
it's
that.
It's got nothing to do with South Africa, but it's just very addictive. If you want to try that, it's got the guy from 50 Shades. And then on Showmax, you know, they just announced the SAFTA Awards. They got 158 nominations, which is the most of any streaming service in South Africa.
Wow.
So we're very proud of very, very proud of Showmax. And if you want to watch some original stuff that they've done, available all around the world except for North America, is Dan, which
yes,
is
Dan.
A
scary.
Scary and really good.
Yeah.
And then for fun and lacquer stuff is Tully's Baby Diary.
Yeah.
There's Glass House, Devil's Dorp, obviously the documentary based on the Krugersdorp murders. And then a made-for-TV movie, Boxing Day, which I haven't seen.
Oh, okay.
But is apparently up for an award as well.
Great. Okay.
So there's lots to watch.
Lots and lots and lots. Shana. Lots of jelly tarts. So talking about lots, what have you got coming up for next week? What is the big story coming up on sapeople.com?
Two things is there's 10 budget-beating things that you can go and see in Cape Town. And there's some really good ideas on it for because everybody's battling a little financially at the moment. And you can still have a fabulous holiday in Cape Town. And I think that we should follow up and get 10 things in Joburg and Cape Town too.
It's much easier to do things for nothing here in Joburg. I'm thinking this weekend what I'd like to do is go down to the Klip Rivers Nature Reserve, which is free to enter as well. And it's only like 6 km south of Joburg, and it's the most amazing place. It's got the trails to walk there, hike. It's a really great hiking spot, and it's got lots of bokkies as well. So I'm thinking that might be a good thing to go and visit. Yeah. So I will come up with a list of the 10 best things to do in Joburg. In fact, what we should do is speak to Two Summers, because she's just so enthusiastic about the girl that does the blog Two Summers, American, who ended up living here in Johannesburg. Yeah, you know her.
I interviewed her for
Mansfield Today, Heather Mason.
Yes.
So we'll ask her what are her 10 best things, and then she and I will put together the definitive list of things to do in Johannesburg. How does that sound?
Awesome. And then we've got just another really feel-good story coming up soon, which is actually a Jewish family who celebrate Christmas in July in South Africa, as many South Africans do, because it's at least a little cold and there has been a little snow this weekend. But theirs is with a little bit of a difference where amazing photos of this Christmas, but they also raised money for one of the local schools in the Free State and have made a wonderful difference there.
Fantastic.
So that's coming up.
And that's one thing we need to do is just make a difference to somebody else's life. I keep saying this week after week. Just go out there, just make a difference to one person's life. We were sitting and talking about there's so many people in need that I think every one of us that can actually do it should maybe think of adopting one other person, even if it's just like once a week giving them something that they might really appreciate in some way, not just a smile. Although I like to give people smiles wherever
I go. Well, smile's still good.
Smiles are good. Say hello and say, Sawubona, I see you. And that's what it's about. Sawubona. Okay, Jenny, thank you very much. And for those of you who want to find out more about what is on sapeople.com, of course, go along to the website or pop on to, as Jenny keeps saying, on Facebook and go and upload your stories, your pictures, your views, your news. That would be fantastic, as long as it's good, because we just want to have some good news and everything South African related, whether you're here or abroad. Jenny, we'll catch up with you again next week. Go out and enjoy. Well, we're only going to go out at 7 o'clock in the evening to the beach because it's too hot. It's just too hot, I tell you, outside. You might melt. You can't have that happening. All right, Jenny, we'll catch up with you.
Thanks, Mel.
All right, darling, take good care. And we'll catch you again next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.